The number of coal export terminals under consideration in the Northwest has dropped to 3. That's from a high of 6 last year. The Port of St. Helens in Oregon is no longer considering leasing land for a coal export facility. Ashley Ahern reports.
For the past year and a half, Kinder Morgan has been examining the Port of St. Helens as a potential coal transfer site on the Columbia River. The company wanted to move coal off of trains coming from the Powder River Basin of Montana and Wyoming and onto ships bound for Asia. But Alan Foer, a spokesman for Kinder Morgan, says the site wasn't a good fit.
When we got down to the exact physical structure, it wasn't compatible with what we wanted to build.
Portland General Electric opposed the plan. The company operates natural gas-fired power plants near the site and expressed strong concerns about coal dust. Environmentalists view this as a big win, but Alan Foer denies that the controversy over coal exports had anything to do with the company's decision to scrap the deal.
We were looking before. We'll continue to look at other options, and it wasn't about the commodity.
Foer says the company is still interested in building a coal export facility in the Northwest, but declined to name any sites under consideration. The two largest remaining proposed coal terminals could be built in Longview and near Bellingham in Washington. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.